Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Attorney General William Barr has authorized federal prosecutors across the country to pursue substantial allegations of voter irregularities, according to a leaked memo obtained by the Associated Press. The Attorney General on CNN.
Which is the bipartisan commission chaired by Jimmy Carter and James Baker said back in 2009 that mail-in voting is fraught with the risk of fraud and coercion.
President Trump fired Defense Secretary Mark Esper on Monday. The president announced the decision on Twitter, writing that Mr. Esper had been terminated. The president says he's appointing Christopher Miller as acting Defense Secretary, whom he described as a highly respected director of the National Counterterrorism Center. Two unidentified White House officials said later on Monday that Mr. Trump was not finished and that Christopher Wray, the FBI director, and Gina Haspel, the CIA director, could be next to get the axe. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Pfizer Incorporated said Monday that its COVID-19 vaccine is up to 90% effective based on early test results that nevertheless brought a big burst of optimism to a world desperate for the means to finally bring the catastrophic outbreak under control. Pfizer was paid nearly $2 billion in July by the Health and Human Services and the Department of Defense branches of the government for President Trump's Operation Warp Speed. We're in a position potentially to be able to offer some hope, Dr. Bill Gruber, Pfizer's Senior Vice President of Clinical Development, told the Associated Press, we're very encouraged. Meanwhile, the FDA has authorized the emergency use of Eli Lilly's experimental COVID-19 antibody treatment for non-hospitalized patients with mild to moderate symptoms. The Food and Drug Administration said its authorization was based on clinical trials showing that the treatment, Bamlam Evimob, reduced the need for hospitalizations or emergency room visits in COVID-19 patients at high risk of the disease worsening. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News is not calling the presidential race until all legal challenges are resolved. USA Radio News' Tim Berg updates us on Pennsylvania voters.
President Trump's campaign manager Bill Stepien says President Trump is not backing down. President Trump has refused to concede the 2020 presidential election to Democrat challenger Joe Biden. The president's team has filed more than a dozen legal challenges as part of an effort to contest the results of the 2020 election, including in Pennsylvania, Nevada, Georgia, and Michigan. Former South Carolina Congressman Trey Gowdy tells Fox News, where the president has the best hope for legal victories.
Pennsylvania, because that's a clear-cut legal issue. The Pennsylvania legislature did not allow for ballots to be received after a certain deadline on Election Day. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court, not the legislature, the Supreme Court, said you can accept them for 3 days. The president's position and the position of others is the Supreme Court doesn't get to make that decision. So that's a clear-cut legal issue.
More lawsuits are expected. Monday Night Football saw the Patriots beat the winless Jets 30-27. Jets quarterback Joe Flacco says they need to stay positive.
You know, we're 0-9, so we're dealing with, you know, a lot of those right now, and this is just going to be something that adds to it. I think we've done a really good job during the week.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Okay, what's that sound? Everybody look.
You know, I like what William F. Buckley had to say in an old column of his. He said, liberals claim to want to give a hearing to other views, but then are so shocked and offended to discover that there are other views. It is kind of comical. Yeah, this is all part of the humanoid observation that we can take. And sometimes, you know, a little levity is important to grasp onto, especially for times like this that are so serious, because it's easy to get revved up when you know that you're being treated like a mushroom, you know, kept in the dark and fed all kinds of manure, all in the name of politics and fairness, allegedly. But the question is that Phil Hotzenpiller is asking, is America a banana republic? Phil is a founder and president of the American Faith and senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. Phil, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill. Good morning. And as always, there's a lot going on in the world, and looking at America through a different set of lenses sometimes helps us to frame what's happening in our world today. I'm sure a lot of your listeners heard the word banana republic, and all they could think about was a clothing store in the mall. But actually, it's got a kind of a rich history in terms of where that phrase came from and what it actually means, and how unusual it is to have a clothing store named Banana Republic.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So do you want me to jump in and just kind of...
Break it on down, exactly.
Well, there's a guy named William Porter, and he'd kind of been a drunk and a gambler and an embezzler, but we know him by his pen name because he was a writer, O. Henry.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote...
named after that famous candy bar, right?
Yes.
Just kidding. Just kidding. I don't know. Go ahead.
And he wrote The Gift of the Magi. He wrote Cabbages and Kings. And Cabbages and Kings is when he fled the country, basically, in the 1890s to Honduras to escape embezzlement charges. And actually, it was a little bit more noble than that. His wife was very sick, and he was embezzling to try to keep her alive. Not that it makes it right, but at least it makes it a little easier to swallow.
Right.
But he noticed that in Honduras, the whole bananas industry was so large for Honduras, and these multinational companies were coming in, and they were literally controlling politics in the nation through the banana trade. And so because they needed the money so much, they literally just kind of folded politically. And as we kind of start to think about Banana Republic in terms of a way of looking at things, it typically is something that is consists of a small ruling class of businesses, political or military leaders that impoverish the working class. Now, that doesn't sound like a little bit of what's happening today.
Yeah,
you've got tech and media that are highly stratified, and they're really ruling kind of what the agenda is politically. And so in a banana republic, what typically ends up happening is the political scene becomes very unstable.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes unstable because so much is dependent upon, in that case, bananas.
Mm-hmm.
And so we see today, I think, a big similarity between the idea of a banana republic and the multinational American corporations that are really kind of controlling a lot of the think that's mm-hmm. happening in America.
Well, some people think we're becoming a banana republic because we've gone bananas. I mean, that our minds have just fallen out of its skull because we can't believe what's going on. See, part of the problem, even with the banana republic then, you could pretty well tell. I mean, you didn't have to be a genius to figure this out. The underlying issue that is so dangerous about here in America with big tech is they're very subtle in what they're able to do. What scared the holy what have you out of me, Phil, was when one of these high-tech giants said, hey, look, it's Zuckerberg at 3 o'clock in the morning can hit a button and influence 18 million votes, and you don't even know where it came from. It's untraceable, you know, this kind of influence. I mean, you know, we have no idea what big tech is able to do. We see we see the fruit of it to a certain degree, but this is only the beginning. You know, someone said that it was never really designed to be that way. It was almost just a discovery.
You know what I'm saying? And I think you're exactly right. And I think that when you think about that and coupled with the idea that we've almost eliminated the first Tuesday as a voting day,
mm-hmm.
So what we've done is we've erased that, and you have people that are voting literally weeks ahead of time, which is fine because most people have made up their mind anyway. But when you start to erase a finish line, it's kind of like you're racing a border on a country. You know, it loses
exactly.
its emphasis. It loses its feeling of accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we see the result of it. Not only are we have a lead time, but we've also got now this chaos with ballots where mm-hmm. we're not really sure when they're going to finish counting, let alone counting the legal ballots.
And do they even know what a legal ballot is? They've messed around with this stuff. They've thrown away envelopes. There's no way to, you know, check and see the dates that they came in. In some cases, reported where a post office worker bee said, hey, my boss made me take them back and change the receipt dates. What? I mean, this is crazy. What is happening here all to, you know, but this is what the Democrats do. This is what communists do, is there is a desired projected outcome. And all this was set up. Donald Trump realized this earlier. There was enough evidence. There's been enough study on mail-in balloting that it is, you know, corruption upon corruption, which A.G. Barr, you know, brought to the forefront, much to the uncomfortability of one Wolf Blitzer who just keeps drinking the grape juice and is deluded and cannot handle the truth and doesn't want to hear the truth. But, you know, it's like, wait a minute, you're supposedly a journalist. You are involved in the media. Do you think that you should know a little bit about a history and why, you know, the president and others were concerned about this, that this was a big potential? And as you said, as soon as they opened things up and we got away from one day of voting, and then now, you know, in some states, you know, ballots can come in and, you know, like 10 days after the fact. Come on. Yeah, I mean, this is just, you're just opening up the door, and then you see the results of it with all these votes in that are traditionally Republican areas that are coming in, and the Democrat is sweeping these otherwise red voting districts. I mean, this is like what happened in the midterms in Orange County, as you know, where you had seven Republican seats flipped all because of ballot harvesting.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And clearly, you know, next week we should really talk about, you know, Alinsky, and you probably know about Saul Alinsky.
Oh, yes, Saul Alinsky, sure.
Yeah, the rules for radicals. And this is really, this year has been almost a playbook out of his book and,
mm-hmm.
and how you know, create a controversy ahead of what you really want to accomplish. But in the end of everything is just the accumulation of power.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what's happening here. So when you see an opportunity to disrupt society, whether it's through rioting and find an issue, and kind of almost, you know, have a knee-jerk reaction to it versus like, let's talk about it. If we mm-hmm. have a race problem, let's try to solve that problem.
Right,
and
exactly.
Dialogue about it. Let's not burn down 3 miles of Minneapolis to try to get an answer here.
Right, so, and destroy all the jobs and the welfare of people. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well,
yeah.
We got to go to break. We've got more from Phil Hotzenpiller on the other side of the break. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
You are a Republican in the city of Philadelphia, for example. You are not allowed meaningful access to the observation of the vote tabulation process. If you are a Democrat in a Republican-leaning county in the state of Pennsylvania, you were allowed that access to meaningfully view the ballots as they're being counted. There are, in Philadelphia and Allegheny counties, there were over 682,000 ballots that were tabulated outside the view of our observers who are entitled by law to review those ballots. And we believe that a meaningful review of those ballots could discern that there were ballots that were illegally counted.
Okay, let's go ahead and stop it there. These are just some of the questions that are coming out that are perplexing us all. And as Pastor Phil was saying a moment ago, the founder and president of American Faith and senior pastor of Influence Church, is that this is probably above our pay grade, and in some cases it can be. But this is where people of faith have got to come together, and I know across the country they've been praying nonstop that God's will be done, that the truth of God, I mean, if we're going to hold on to the truth and really unite this country, it's because we're not anchored in the truth. And what had happened even previously after 2016 is the media came up with a new narrative, and they bathed us with all kinds of lies, Phil. And they really, you know, psychologically damaged the voter politic and really put a lot of poison in the well and in the bloodstream of the voter politic in the process. To what end? And as you said earlier, it's all about control. And I know it's hard for some people to understand it, but that's what happens. I mean, in any kind of takeover of a country, and America has been ripe to be taken over for quite a while, this is what you do. You get people to disengage from those key anchoring points that hold, that give you stability. And, of course, at the core of all this is our faith in God. And the Democratic Party long ago turned their back on God. And they removed God from, you know, from their party platform, if you recall. Remember Antonio Villaraigosa? Remember that infamous scene where he was getting a verbal vote and it was, you know, eliminating God from, you know, from their platform, Phil? It was incredible. And I mean, you know, it was clear even on the voice vote, in the voice point, in the voice vote, that it wasn't even close. But he had this, they already knew, you know, it's like we're talking about. There was a prescribed outcome and it was going to happen. It didn't matter what people said and shouted. It was going to be, hey, God's out, and hey, long live the Republic, huh?
Oh, yeah. You know what it reminds me of? This reminds me of an old Clint Eastwood movie. I think it was called Hang 'Em High. Mm-hmm. And they got the bad guy, and they said, go ahead and hang him, and we'll give him a trial in the morning.
Well, you know.
And that's kind of what's happened here is let's go ahead and install in this president, and, you know, maybe we'll get the votes figured out afterwards, or let's go ahead and vote in Obamacare, and we'll read it later. And, you know,
right.
It's this doublespeak that is happening. You know, let's all have unity now. And, oh, yeah, unity? Okay, let's see how that works. You've just disenfranchised the other side of 70 million. What are you going to do with that one?
Exactly. Well, there's going to be a disenfranchisement of a certain number of people, especially when it comes to God. They don't want to hear about God. They're amoral, and this is what's happening to America. We've turned our back on God, but this is why the church, which was created by God, by Jesus, to be that force against injustice and all those things that are evil. And Phil, I know, and I, you know, congratulate you and Tammy. I'm so grateful for you in leading the way for a lot of churches there in Southern California to, you know, to open up, do so, you know, with all due consideration and everything. But there's still so many churches that are closed in California, which is, it's like, hello, I mean, your mandate and your reason to exist is because of God, not because of Gavin Newsom.
Well, you know what I said Sunday, it just kind of hit me. I think we're not sure exactly, but somewhere between 1,500 and 3,000 churches in California are currently open. Mm-hmm. On some level, but that means about 40,000 plus are closed. And I think the thing that hit me was it's almost like a different version, a mild version of an underground church, because we're functioning outside of government approval, like China had an underground church, and then they had the government-approved church, and the government-approved church says, this is what you can do, this is when you can function, this is how you operate. And I see that developing on a lesser scale right here in California.
Right.
And already the governor is threatening, we're going to hear another word from him today, to push us back into the purple zone, which means now restaurants are going to close again, and things are going to get harsh again here in California, which, you know, the once fifth largest economy in the world, I don't know where it stands now, but it can't last long.
Right, exactly. Well, what's the end game here? I mean, okay, so you get Joe Biden in. Now, Joe Biden is going to inherit a crippled economy to God only knows what. And then, as if that's not enough, you know, just like they did, you know, in their own genius interpretation of what they did in 08, they're going to come in and levy all kinds of regulations and restrictions and taxing the holy what have you out of everybody. And everything that, you know, that Donald Trump put into motion in terms of any kind of foundation is going to be all but eroded. And, you know, and here we are languishing once again, right?
Yep. And he's already said on day one, he's going to, his executive actions are going to be rejoin the Paris Climate.
Yes, he knew that.
Reinstate
right.
DACA, World Health Organization, repeal travel ban for, you know, those Muslim countries that have links to terrorism. So he's already got his plan of how do I undo Trump versus what am I going to do positive for the nation?
Right, and he'll send Iran another $1 billion in the middle of the night too, right? Probably, and then you got Beto O'Rourke coming to get your guns.
Yeah,
it's endless.
Oh yeah,
it's going to be. And forget about energy independence. Energy independence out the door. We're going to now be beholden to the Arab states and you know their petroleum.
Well, and you can really see, I mean, even Pfizer, you know, why did they announce their vaccine 48 hours after the networks called the race for Biden?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They knew about it the week before, but why wait? And you see there is collusion. I really believe there's collusion going on.
Oh, no doubt.
And, you know,
no doubt.
How do you, like you said, how do you unsort this thing? That's
why prayer is so important, Phil. I know you believe in this. You have the prayer wall there at the church that people have put, you know, hundreds of thousands of prayer requests in your prayer wall, which is epitomized as the wall in Jerusalem, and people are putting their notes in there, and people are praying across this country because this is really a God thing. I mean, man has raised his head, and but you know, God will not be mocked. It is God who chooses our leaders, and not the communist Chinese, not corporate America, not the power hungry Democrats. It is God Himself. And you know, even as I was talking with Jonathan Kahn, and you and I talked about this as well, is that you know we're praying God's will, and God's will may not be as we understand God's will, but in the end of days, when and I'm not talking about the end of days, but after everything is settled here, we'll realize that God's perfect will is the right thing, and it may not be the way we want it to be, especially. But I think that you know Donald Trump has been such a you know, such a catalyst for exposure that he's really exposed the underbelly of our inner workings of our government, how corrupt it is and how power hungry the Democrats are. And, you know, the people need to see it and also realize that, look, at we've bowed down to the communist Chinese so much that they're really, you know, they're pulling the levers of our government more than people realize in corporate America. Otherwise, the Democrats, Phil, there's no way the Democrats could have raised this much money. I mean, what did they have, 3 Senate seats that they spent over $100 million per Senate seat? What does that tell you? And then we got Georgia coming up. What's going to happen? I mean, Lord have mercy. I mean, the amount of millions of dollars that are going to be poured into Georgia. Are you ready for that?
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, they basically, this plan started probably 2 years ago. And they said, let's start focusing in on everything. If we pull out every stop and we pull out every favor, and every dark secret, how can we mobilize everybody against this president? Because we've tried to impeach him, we've tried to do this and that. Nothing else has worked. What's left other than all-out war?
Well, and the coronavirus had to be a cherry on top. I don't know that that was planned out. I know the other part was planned out from day one. Google's chief executive officer made it known there was no way that he was going to stand for Donald Trump being reelected. So you got the cabal there with big tech. But the China virus, another story. We're still, you know, studying that. But clearly they released it on purpose, according to the Chinese virologists. We know that for sure. Phil Hotzenpiller with us right here. Thank you, Phil. Take care.
This report is brought to you by Eli Lilly and Company. Raise your hand if you use Lilly insulin and struggle to afford your monthly prescription and are enrolled in Medicare Part D, have a high deductible insurance plan, or don't have health insurance at all. If your hand is raised, Lilly wants to help. Lilly has solutions that can help make life easier for you. Lilly launched Insulin Affordability, Learn, Act, Share, to encourage people using Lilly insulin to learn about their affordability options. to act by calling the Lilly Diabetes Solutions Center and to share this important information with others. People with or without commercial insurance can buy Lilly Insulins today for $35 per monthly prescription at a retail pharmacy. And this fall, seniors can enroll in Medicare Part D plans that provide a $35 copay starting in January. Raise your hand and visit insulinaffordability.com or call 1-833-808-1234 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Attorney General William Barr has authorized federal prosecutors across the country to pursue substantial allegations of voter irregularities, according to a leaked memo obtained by the Associated Press. The Attorney General on CNN.
Which is the bipartisan commission chaired by Jimmy Carter and James Baker said back in 2009 that mail-in voting is fraught with the risk of fraud and coercion.
President Trump fired Defense Secretary Mark Esper on Monday. The president announced the decision on Twitter, writing that Mr. Esper had been terminated. The president says he's appointing Christopher Miller as acting defense secretary, whom he described as a highly respected director of the National Counterterrorism Center. Two unidentified White House officials said later on Monday that Mr. Trump was not finished and that Christopher Wray, the FBI director, and Gina Haspel, the CIA director, could be next to get the axe. USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Did you know dairy-free products can be far more environmentally friendly and kind to animals? Well, dairy consumption has been declining for years, with about half of Americans regularly consuming vegan milks and other plant-based products. As the surge in demand for nut and oat-based milks and the popularity of vegan foods rise, people are also tuning into the messages of animal rights, human health, and animal agriculture's negative impact on the environment. However, common dairy farm practices that hurt animals is rarely talked about. Well, cows used by the industry, for example, suffer inhumane treatment, including the forced separation of newborn babies from their mothers, which is traumatic for the cow and her calf, as you can imagine. Well, with us to talk more about it is the senior manager of PETA Latino, Alicia Aguayo. Alicia, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, you know, it really stopped me in my tracks. I don't even know why I didn't think about this before, and or maybe even our listeners, is that, you know, the cows, you know, how they suffer, you know, the forced separation of newborn babies from their mothers. I mean, as if, you know, mothers don't have a natural instinct to be around their calf, right?
Yeah, this is something that a lot of people don't think about. I think people have this impression that cows produce milk spontaneously, but that's not true. Just like humans, cows have to be pregnant and have a baby in order to produce milk. And then on dairy farms, generally those babies are torn away from them within hours or days of birth. And cows have been known to cry out for their babies for days after they're taken away. And I'm a mom, and I can't imagine anything more painful than having someone take my baby away from me.
Exactly. Yeah, you have two children, right?
I do have two kids, and one of them is actually still nursing.
Uh-huh.
So I have a lot of empathy for cows on dairy farms.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, as you say, the whole idea of a dairy cow is a misconception, right? Because of these cows, you know, kept on dairy farms, as you are intimating here, they're all simply mother cows made to produce milk at an unnatural pace. I mean, when you think about that, I mean, they're in this constant state of pregnancy or delivery so that they can just keep producing milk, right?
Yeah, exactly. And this is so hard on their bodies that cows naturally could live about 20 years, but on most dairy farms, they're what's called spent after 4 or 5 years. They just,
wow.
Their bodies can no longer keep up with the pace that's demanded of them of producing milk. And those cows are sent to slaughter to be turned into hamburgers, just like, you know, just like just like cattle on a beef farm. So, you know, that's one of the misconceptions out there that cows don't die to produce milk. But after their bodies can no longer keep up with the demand on them, they're sent to slaughter just like other cattle.
Mm-hmm. Well, Alicia, wow, this is, you know, quite an eye-opener. You know, for you, you've been aware of this for a long time, and I appreciate you coming on the show to enlighten our audience. So how does consuming non-dairy options positively affect the lives of animals?
Well, not only does it positively affect the lives of animals, because by consuming vegan options, we're not financially supporting the dairy industry, but it also positively affects our own lives because, you know, a lot of people, about 65% of the world population, is lactose intolerant. Because when you think about it, it's simply unnatural to be drinking milk as an adult and to be drinking the milk of another species. So, of course, this is going to lead to a lot of health problems for humans because we're just not meant to be drinking milk once we're past infancy. So we can get all the calcium and protein and other nutrients that we need by consuming vegan milks, which are generally fortified with calcium and other vitamins and minerals. And they actually tend to have more calcium than cow's milk. And, you know, other things like dark leafy green vegetables like broccoli and kale also are really high in calcium. And, of course, these foods are healthy for us because they're vegetables. Mm-hmm. Cow's milk contains cholesterol. It can have a lot of saturated animal fat. And we can avoid the negative effects of consuming cow's milk and still get the health benefits of getting a lot of calcium and other vitamins and minerals from those vegan milks.
Alicia, it seems there's been a rise in the negative effects, you know, health-wise, as you point out. Are we just better at studying, you know, the effect of, you know, cow's milk on human beings? Or is there something, you know, has something changed in the process of milk? Is this why we have an increase, or this problem has always been there? We just didn't realize it.
Well, I think a lot of people are really waking up to the fact that cow's milk is not a health food. That's a myth that's been pushed on us by the dairy industry, which of course is good at marketing. But people now are realizing that they can get all the nutrients they need from calcium, they can get all the nutrients they need like calcium from consuming those vegan milks. So there's really no reason to be drinking cow's milk at all these days. There's, you know, vegan ice cream, vegan butter, vegan cheese that are all readily available at your local grocery store. So we really don't need to be having those negative effects from drinking cow's milk, and we don't need to have the negative effects on the environment that
yes.
come with drinking cow's milk. Because to produce cow's milk actually uses far more water, for example, than producing soy milk or oat milk or those other vegan milks. So people who are worried not only about their health, but also about the planet can help out by choosing vegan options.
Well, we're talking with Alicia Aguayo, senior manager of PETA Latino. She plays a key role in program development and outreach, works with many of PETA's celebrity supporters, represents the organization on Spanish language TV and radio programs throughout the U.S. and Latin America. Alicia, how else is PETA working toward educating consumers about the benefits of vegan and plant-based dairy alternatives?
Well, we have a lot of campaigns going on. a campaign that we're in the middle of right now is our Thanks Vegan campaign. Mm-hmm. And we're asking people this holiday season to have a vegan meal that's better for their own health, better for the planet, and better for the animals. And we also have campaigns calling on companies to be more responsible in terms of their environmental impact and their impact on animals. Starbucks is a great example. You know, they claim to be environmentally friendly, but if you want to go to Starbucks and get the oat milk or the almond milk or the soy milk that they do offer, you have to pay a surcharge. And we're calling on Starbucks to drop that surcharge for those vegan milks, because that would be a great way for them to encourage people to make the better choice for the planet by choosing non-dairy milk.
Well, Alicia, you mentioned this, you know, for the holiday season, you know, take a break, have a vegan meal. What do you suggest? How do you go about that?
Well, I would invite people to visit our website, PETA.org. We have lots of recipes up there for not only holiday meals, but, you know, for every day. And we also have a free vegan starter kit that's full of recipes and tips on how to go vegan. But, you know, specifically for Thanksgiving, there's a lot of vegan roasts. Several different brands make a vegan holiday roast that often comes with gravy, and it's delicious. You know, roast it in your oven with some vegetables. But, you know, you can make all sorts of casseroles, yummy, you know, yams and cranberry sauce. You know, a lot of those sides, those Thanksgiving sides, are vegan or can easily be vegan to begin with. So it's really easy to have a holiday that is healthier for the humans who are eating it, because I know we all tend to go a little overboard on Thanksgiving, so we can help ourselves bring that in by eating healthier vegan versions of our favorite holiday foods, and of course also help animals and the planet at the same time.
Yeah, if you eat too much, then go out and go walk a cow, okay? And we'll all, and everybody be blessed for it. That's how I look at it. Alicia Arguello, Senior Manager of PETA Latino. Alicia, you've been awesome. Thank you so much for all the information. Appreciate it. Have a great Thanksgiving, huh?
Thank you.
All righty.
You too.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes, no employee headaches, no contracts, no W-2s, just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
This is sponsored by Abbott. November is American Diabetes Month, and this year has posed unique challenges for the more than 30 million Americans living with the condition. Good nutrition is more important than ever, not only for blood sugar management, but also for immune support. However, if you're living with diabetes, you know it's not always easy to make good food choices and plan appropriate meals. That's where Abbott's Lucerna shakes can help. These meal or snack replacement shakes have carb steady blends of low glycemic carbohydrates to help minimize blood sugar spikes, as well as protein to help manage hunger. And with vitamins A, D, antioxidants, and zinc, the shakes also contain nutrients to support immune health. Talk to your doctor about how you can incorporate Glucerna into your diabetes meal plan, whether it's as a convenient breakfast replacement or a protein-packed snack. It's available at all major retailers, including Amazon, and you can visit Glucerna.com for more info.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows. God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows the real you. Is there a kind of love that God only knows?
Country, because regardless of politics and all the doubts and confusion that are abounding right now, that's what we know, for people of faith, that God only knows. And the challenge that we have is to, pursue God, that we could be in the flow of God's know as well, that our peace would not be surrendered in the midst of this chaos right now. I mean, people can say whatever they want to say, but when you've been lied to and there's deception abounding, it doesn't sit well with you. It creates problems. It creates a disease and discomfort. And God forbid that would be the case, because God does not want us to surrender the peace that He's given us, the peace that surpasses all understanding, that only comes from Him. And that's what we stand for. By the way, and I'm even wearing my Marine Corps workout shirt today. It's our birthday. So happy Marine Corps birthday. How awesome is that to all my fellow Marines, Semper Fi brothers. Enjoy the day regardless of what's happening. We're going to make the most of it. It's our birthday, so put another candle on it. Adam Holtz is with us, the director of PluggedIn.com from Focus on the Family. Mr. Adam, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm hopeful in the midst of all this wackiness, because, when stuff like this happens, Adam, it really, it's like they say, there's nothing like pressure on a tube of toothpaste to tell you what's inside of it, right?
Right. And, I think that the process is unfolding, and obviously there are those who maybe don't want the process to unfold the way it is, but mm-hmm. we're moving toward trying to get answers on what happened last week.
Exactly. Well, there's more questions than answers, and so some people have a problem that we want to find. It's human nature. We want to know the truth. I mean, after all, with all the craziness that went on the Democratic side after 2016, we've spent probably over $50 million of the people's money to figure out, was Donald Trump's election, was it, did it happen because of the Russians? Well, I think if nothing else, You know, even if you look at the numbers, as much as they've been juiced, but just even on Donald Trump's side, he got 70 million votes this time. And I don't know that anybody's bringing up any kind of Russian collusion on 70 million votes. So that should tell people, you know, I think pretty conclusively that in 2016, the Russians had little influence. Even Barack Obama said they didn't change one vote. And so I doubt that they had much to do with 2020. Now, that being said, I think... And we will find this out, but there are some indications that there were outside forces that meddled, but it wasn't necessarily from the Russians, and it only stands to reason when you consider it. Who had the most to gain by a Joe Biden election? And you start, as they say traditionally, you just follow the money, right?
Right. No, you always follow the money, or in this case, the corollary is count the votes.
Yeah. Oh, by the way,
you know, I think that there seems to be a lot going on, Bill. I'm trying to choose my words carefully here, but you know,
the thing is, we're
digging into it. So
right. Well, and the thing is, Adam, you know, the thing is that what people underestimate is the power of our God.
Yeah.
And our God will not be mocked. He chooses the leaders, okay? And it may be his choice that Joe Biden, you know, be the president of the United States. If it is, okay, that's the way the chips will fall. But people of faith, I mean, the thing is, they need to really take away some things here as to what happened with our government. And because when God looks at the order of things, who does he look to first, you know, when things aren't happening according to Hoyle? But he looks to the leadership. He looks to his church. And we always know that the judgment starts from church outward. And, boy, there were things that came from the churches across the country that were just unbelievable in my estimation. I mean, they were scripturally unsound. They violated scriptural principles. But yet in the name of their church, this is what they held to. And I'm thinking, Lord have mercy. Do we need a dose of God's truth in, throughout the church? Forget about the body politic, but just the church itself, that we need to reengage with the truth of God.
No, that's exactly right. And we need grace and truth. And I'm also reminded of how Paul starts most of his letters. You know, he always says, grace and peace to you. Mm-hmm. And I think in almost everyone, maybe not every single letter, but most of them. And, you know, we need grace individually because we fall short, because
right.
we sin. And scripture is very clear. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But the gift of God is, you know, eternal life in Christ Jesus. So we need grace for our own failures. And we need peace because we live in a world that lacks peace in so many
exactly.
ways. And I think, honestly, Bill, if we can be people of grace and peace and truth, mm-hmm. the truth is important, too, but I think it makes us, it will have an aroma of life.
Exactly, I was
going to
say. You're exactly right. I mean, we will draw people to us because they're going to say, you know, Adam, man, I'm freaking out. My brains are falling out here. You know, I'm so upset about what happened, and I look at you. You know, I want what you have.
Yeah. No, that's exactly right. And, you know
and the thing is, when they say that, they'll say that, and I go, oh, that's only for this moment.
Right. Well, that's right. That's right.
Because I'm a humanoid. You know, I'm not perfect. But, yes, right. Every once in a while I can display those moments, that moment of peace that God has given us that is unending. And that's the thing that also blows people away is that God's peace is unending. I mean, it's not like, well, you know, Adam got my peace. I would have had peace, but Adam got it. You know,
right.
it's not a zero-sum game. Yeah, right, exactly.
You know, politics is a zero-sum game. Mm-hmm. You've got a winner, you got a loser.
Right.
But God's grace is, you know, it's abundant. It's new
yes.
every morning. And, mm-hmm. man, that's where I want to anchor myself. And I am curious to see what's going to happen at this point.
Yeah.
It's a curious thing to me. And,
right.
And as you were saying right at the top of the segment, God's on the throne.
Amen.
He's got this.
Yeah.
And I think that we as Christians can anchor ourselves to that hope. We have a hope that transcends the moment and our country, as important as both of those things are. they're not of ultimate importance, but people's
right.
souls are, you know.
Yes. Right. Well, and that's the thing, and rightly said, is that we need to make sure that we're focusing on the eternal.
Right.
The temporal things will pass away. The eternal things are that which is most lasting, and that's what we want to hold to. And so in those moments, because we're going to have them. I mean, from time to time. I mean, you turn on the news and you hear this stuff and you go, oh, and it's so upsetting.
Well, the news is terrible. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Honestly,
yes.
5 minutes of any newscast you want to look at. I don't care if you're watching mainstream news, Fox, MSNBC,
right.
CNN. It won't take you long to be agitated.
Right.
But that's what they sell. You know, I think
right.
of the old Don Henley song, Dirty Laundry,
oh, yes.
back in like, what, 83
exactly.
or 84? You know,
yes.
he says, you know, they can tell you about the plane crash with a gleam in their eye. And
mm-hmm.
and my point is not to just bag on everybody who's involved with broadcast news, but they are selling agitation.
Yes.
And I think, you know, we talked about media discernment at Plugged In. It used to be your dad or your grandpa got up in the morning, went out and got the paper, had a cup of coffee, read three articles, and you go to work.
Right.
And then you watch the news maybe at the end of the day. You know, I'm talking 40, 50 years ago, obviously,
mm-hmm.
at this point. But the news was finite. It was
mm-hmm.
limited to a certain context.
Right.
And even if it was really bad, you weren't in this constant mode of getting updates on your smartphone and, you know, checking it on the internet constantly. And now the 24/7 news cycle, it feeds on
yeah.
all of those unhealthy things
right.
in our psyche. And anyway, I'm not trying to bag on you or anybody.
Well, no.
You're
exactly right. I mean, that's the search. We're all searching for balance here, and you're exactly right. And right now, I think that's the critical question you ask is, am I being blessed or agitated?
Right.
And if you're being agitated, that's like, okay, let's step away. Because I got to tell you, I mean, even for me, and you know me, I'm by virtue of what I do, and that yes, I consume a lot of news, but even I've dialed it back. I just said I can't deal with this.
You can't. You know, they've come up with a new word for it in the last month or so. Doom scrolling.
Oh, doom scrolling?
That?
Oh, no, I have not.
Now, doom scrolling is just sort of you're continually cycling on bad news.
Yeah, oh,
and,
okay.
And you're kind of just looking to see what the latest bad thing that has happened is so you can know about it. And we need to know about it, but holy cow, our brains were not meant to process that much information, Bill.
I mean, think about it. The fact that there's even a term for it.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like, it's like any disease, right? Once they, you know, until they identify it and give it a name, it's just kind of out there in operation. So that's quite telling that we even have a name for it.
Yep, we do.
Wow.
And obviously, the music's playing, so I'm going to get the cane pulling me off stage. But come to PluggedIn.com and check out our reviews of Operation Christmas Drop, Midnight at the Magnolia, The Secret, Dare to Dream. And we also have a podcast these days, PluggedInShow.com, so you can check us out there, too.
So you're podcasting everything. Well, that's good. That's awesome. Well, good stuff right there. I mean, whether it's movies, TV, music, games, books, YouTube channels, they're all reviewed, you know, as a blessing from the team that, you know, that Adam Holtz leads there at PluggedIn.com. You guys are such a blessing. I really want you to know that. And I'm so grateful for you. And I'm grateful for your time. You're so willing to, you know, come on the show and keep our audience up to date as we, you know, talk about all things, all things media and things that are important for them to be in the flow of the know. So I appreciate it. Adam Holtz, take care, buddy. God bless.
Thanks, Bill.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated?